Blind River Mayor Sally Hagman started Monday evening's virtual council meeting with her customary remarks. "Council would like to extend a huge thank you to our public works and parks and recreation staff for the beautification of our community. There is a magnitude of grass to cut and flowers to water. Our employees work diligently to ensure that our grass is green and our plants look great. Special thanks goes out to the Blind River Horticultural Society and Mandy Spear, Ellis Nyman and Judy Brown for keeping our flower beds in top form," she said. "Our public works team ensures that our roads and bridges, sewer, and water are on code. They will be working with Tulloch Engineering as our new sewer water and roads projects come to fruition." She also remarked on the work being done along the riverbanks in town. "Thank you, Beamish Construction, for the capital project work along the river. We are nearing completion on this initiative, and the end project is even better than the vision. Just a reminder that there will be a power outage on Sunday, August 14, from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., which will affect customers between Blind River and Thessalon, following along the North Shore. Our highly skilled crews will be replacing and repairing damaged structures. Crews are making the best use of this outage for our customers by bundling as much work as possible, which includes completing vegetation work to ensure safe distances from the power line. Next week, Count Jennifer Pastoraro, Sow Clerk Catherine Scott and myself will be traveling to Ottawa to attend the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, AMO, annual convention. There are 444 municipalities invited to attend this conference. We hope to return with some good news on upcoming projects for our community. The call for candidates for our municipal election is underway. We look forward to having a healthy list of candidates by the end of the nominating period, which is August 19 at 2 p.m. If you are considering running for town council, please go to the town website and follow the steps to register. She acknowledged that the land on which the council gathered is in the traditional territories of the Anishinaabeg, specifically Mississauga, and also acknowledged the North Channel Métis Council. "We say Miigwech to thank Indigenous peoples for taking care of this land from time immemorial. We are called to treat this sacred land, its plants, animals, stories and its peoples with honor and respect. We commit in the spirit of reconciliation,"